Staying ahead of the competition can be tricky. That's why you need a partner you can trust. Allied Solutions' strategic relationships in the auto dealership market have been designed to enable you to serve the multiple stakeholders within your business and to provide your customers with the best-in-class solutions. For over 40 years, Allied Solutions has helped their clients grow, protect, and evolve their business. With over 20 million monitored auto loans and more than $220 million recovered over the last 5 years, Allied Solutions will help you move the needle. Visit them online at AlliedSolutions.net. That's AlliedSolutions.net.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Sulovich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group, and senior editor of AutoFin Journal and Subprime Auto Finance News. For this episode of the podcast, it's our monthly look at fraud with two of the experts from Point Predictive, Frank McKenna and Justin Davis. Gentlemen, thank you again for making time for us.
Thanks again for having us, Nick. Always enjoy our monthly conversations on what's happening in fraud.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure being here. Thank you, Nick.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Well, this episode is originating in April, and of course, that's tax month, having just passed the deadline for all of us to file our state and federal taxes for the year. And Frank, let's begin with you. Certainly a different topic to approach this time around, but what have been maybe the top couple three fraud schemes that you have seen in connection with state and federal taxes, either filings or whatever activities might be connected there too?
Yeah, well, wherever there's money, there's going to be fraud, and tax filings is no exception. In fact, I think this year the IRS is reporting probably it's one of their highest years ever for fraudulent refund. What that is basically these fraudsters are stealing identities. And when they steal the identity, they're filing false returns on your behalf. So they'll typically do it really early in the year, you know, right around January, February to kind of beat you to the punch. That's way up. So that's always like number one in tax season is these fraudulent refund filings. We're also seeing a spike of impersonator fraud. So, you know, I've got one myself, maybe Nick, you have, maybe you have as well, Justin, but these robocalls where they purport to be a IRS agent that you didn't file your taxes, that you're in trouble and you got to pay your taxes over the phone, typically with a gift card, something ludicrous like that. Those are way up. In fact, the IRS, I think, warned people about a month ago that they're seeing an increase in that, what they call impersonator fraud. As far as it applies to auto lending, we see a pretty strong correlation between fraud and tax filing season. The first thing that we're seeing, Nick, is, and we've talked about this before, but a spike in credit repair related fraud. So a lot of these tax preparers run side businesses as credit repair specialists as well. So when people go in and they file their tax returns and get them prepared by these professionals, they'll get additional services like getting fake pay stubs and getting fake employers and things like that, that they can use when they get that down payment, when they get that tax refund, they can go in a dealership with these falsified documents and get a car. So it's kind of like a one-stop shop. So we're seeing an increase in that. The other thing we see typically in auto that lenders would probably want to be aware of is we see an increase in bankruptcy filings. This isn't necessarily fraud related, but we think it's kind of what our theory is here at Point Predictive is that people are getting their tax return and they have enough money so they can pay these bankruptcy attorneys to file bankruptcy for them. So you'll see typically lenders will see a spike in bankruptcy filings around this time of year. And then finally, what we're seeing is we see pretty high correlation with loans that default, loans that are funded in this March and April timeframe. Those typically have higher early payment default rates, meaning the loans stop paying within the first 6 months, than any other time of year. So this is just in general, a pretty risky time for both lenders and dealerships.
Indeed. Thank you, Frank. Well, Justin, let's bring you into the conversation. Certainly those refunds can be a pretty precious commodity for both dealerships and finance companies, either to make a vehicle sale or to get a contract back current. What have you seen as far as fraudsters perhaps hijacking those funds from individuals that would hopefully be using them for a good purpose or for savings? What have you seen on that front?
So I think it ties into a lot of what Frank had mentioned early on with impersonator fraud schemes, as well as kind of the fake claims, right? So fraudsters stealing individual identities and filing on their behalf before they're able to. So I think this is me speaking more to the typical consumer rather than the financier or the dealership. One good way to combat this is file as fast as you can. I mean, it seems pretty simple, right? But the longer that you wait to file your taxes, the more likely it is that a fraudster is able to steal your identity and file on your behalf before you can. So that's what I'll typically tell, you know, our everyday consumers, make sure you file as quickly as possible so you can kind of protect yourself. But like Frank said, this is looked at as one of the probably the highest risk or the highest rate of fraud years by the IRS in the amount of stolen identities that are seen and fake returns that are submitted, as well as impersonator scams. You know, I feel like I get that call almost every single year, someone claiming to be from the IRS and that I need to do something, send them money in some way, right, in order to clear my name or not have some court action filed against me. But I think on the dealer side, we see some risk from even shady dealerships that claim or offer to file the taxes on the behalf of the borrower. And this puts them in a very good position to charge extra or offer kind of a shady deal. And I think this might tie into Frank's last point about a spike in early payment defaults, is these borrowers are getting into these deals that they really don't know what they're getting into. They're not necessarily savvy enough to pick up on these types of behaviors from the dealership. And so they're being charged more than they should be, and they end up defaulting because they can't pay for that deal, right? So around tax season, we start to see power booking, right, or inflation of car prices, in order to kind of get the bigger down payment, the bigger cash value from that tax return, and then get a borrower into a bad deal.
Interesting. Sounds like overall, springtime not only is time for flowers to bloom, but potential fraud to germinate as well. Again, the voices you're hearing are Justin Davis and Frank McKenna of Point Predictive, and we're sharing our monthly look at fraud here on the Auto Remarketing Podcast. And Justin, let's continue with you. And we are so grateful that you were one of the experts on hand for the Auto Intel Summit this month that happened, so glad to say, back in person here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And Justin, if you could, just reflecting back on your time with us, what were some of the most common questions you were asked during the events? If you could just a little bit to share about some of the conversations you were able to have with attendees.
Sure. So first off, I want to say that I'm very thankful for Cherokee Media and the opportunity to be able to speak at the Auto Intel Summit this year. It was a great opportunity to be able to share our insights and be able to bring knowledge and information to lenders and dealers and everyone in the auto industry around what we're seeing, you know, in fraud from Point Predictive. But what was interesting to me was the majority of the conversations I had and the questions that were asked were actually around dealer perpetrated fraud, which is a kind of a first, where that was, you know, the majority of questions. And it seems like lenders are starting to take dealer perpetrated fraud a little more seriously. A lot of the questions were around how to spot bad deals, or how to monitor activity, or how consortium data can kind of be used or leveraged in order to manage overall dealer risk. And I think this points to one of the predictions or forecasts for this year and beyond in our report around pressures that dealerships are going to be facing due to inventory shortages. It might cause them to have to act out of character and maybe misrepresent information in order to win a deal. And so lenders are starting to see this as a potential risk and want to understand how to better manage that dealer activity and that dealer relationship so they can limit the overall losses or fraud perpetrated at the dealer level.
Interesting. Thank you for sharing that, and glad that our events at the Auto Intel Summit could serve as a conduit for those conversations to happen. Again, closing moments here on our monthly look at fraud with two experts from Point Predictive, Justin Davis and Frank McKenna. And Frank, let's wrap up our monthly look with you with another look ahead to the next industry events that you and your team are involved in, as the NAF Association is again orchestrating what's been coined Fraud Friday in collaboration with Point Predictive during the Non-Prime Auto Financing Conference that's coming up in June in Plano, Texas. And Frank, just what might be some early ideas for those conference segments that might already be percolating in your mind that attendees might expect at that event down the road?
Yeah, it's thanks for the question, Nick. So if you want to find out about fraud, I think that first week of June is a really good week to come out to Plano, Texas. We actually have a roundtable there on the first, and we'll probably have anywhere from 50 to 60 to 70 attendees from lenders across the country to getting together talking about fraud. These are, we moderate it, but it's basically lenders talking to each other about all their fraud patterns. We bring in guest speakers. We'll have law enforcement talking about fraud. So it's a really good opportunity to share best practices. Fraud Friday is part of the NAF, and we're going to have another day. That's going to go from about, I think, 8 a.m. to noon. We're going to have Sergeant Sosh with the Houston Police Department there giving a presentation on what he's seeing. He says fraud's never been higher, so he's going to kind of tell you all the new schemes and scams. We're going to have a panel on income and employment fraud with lenders are going to be on that panel, but we're going to have different solution vendors that are going to be part of that. We're going to have an identity fraud panel where we're getting kind of key thought leaders in the industry talking about what they're doing around identity and some new and pretty fascinating technologies that are coming out there. And then we're going to have presentations on fraud trends. So it's going to be a pretty well-rounded event. There's probably no topic in fraud that won't be discussed. And the great thing is, and Nick, you know this, people are getting back out there and meeting in person again. So we're super pumped because we love to get the lenders together and just discuss what's happening, because so much has changed in the last couple of years.
Indeed, indeed. Again, that's Frank McKenna and Justin Davis of Point Predictive for our monthly conversation focused on fraud here on the Auto Remarketing Podcast. Gentlemen, thank you again for making time for us and sharing what's happening here in April in connection with taxes and beyond. Thank you again, gentlemen.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
And if you've missed any of our past episodes of our monthly look at fraud or any of the other topics we broach here on the podcast, just go to our website at autoremarketing.com and click on the podcast box, where you'll find our library of past episodes. For our fellow hosts, Bill Sedites and Joe Overby, as well as our fantastic executive producer, Matt Rice, I'm Nick Zulovich. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you again next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.
Staying ahead of the competition can be tricky. That's why you need a partner you can trust. Allied Solutions strategic relationships in the auto dealership market have been designed to enable you to serve the multiple stakeholders within your business and to provide your customers with the best in-class solutions. For over 40 years, Allied Solutions has helped their clients grow, protect, and evolve their business. With over 20 million monitored auto loans and more than $220 million recovered over the last 5 years, Allied Solutions will help you move the needle. Visit them online at AlliedSolutions.net. That's AlliedSolutions.net.